California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
I'm going to start off the show with one word, ouch. That's what describes my current mood and my current feeling. You see, I was exhibiting at the Washington Sportsman Show. We've been talking about that lately. And on Saturday night, I was back at my motel room. I was watching Saturday Night Live. Not a great addition, by the way. And after the show ended, decided to walk out to my pickup truck to get a treat for Sam, my Springer Spaniel, who'd had a great time at the show. And being the oaf that I am, I managed to trip on the curb, fall on my knee, and rupture my tendon below my kneecap, and I couldn't get up. I was like, Mr. Bill, help me, I can't get up. The hotel clerk who saw the whole thing tried to help me up, but couldn't. Had to call 911. A couple of burly firemen got me to my bed, and the next morning, a couple of friends of mine, Bob Loomis with Max Lure and Richie Herod with Herod Outdoors, got me into the driver's seat of my truck so Sam and I could head to the emergency room. Quickly found out that the tendon was indeed ruptured, and I was going to need surgery, and that's what happened earlier this week back in my hometown. So I'm wearing a full knee brace now, and it's going to be a slow mend. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be wearing this knee brace for about 8 weeks. Needless to say, I am not exhibiting at the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show in Portland, Oregon this week, as I hope to do, and I'm not sure I'm even going to be able to make the Bassmaster Classic in Oklahoma, which I was very excited about attending this year. I'm hoping for the best on that one. Should know more in a week or two after my first follow-up appointment with my doctor. And I'll repeat this later in the show. Prayers for healing, quick recovery would be really appreciated. I could use them right now. But I will say this. I am very thankful to the medical staff that both the ER in Puyallup and also to the staff at Samaritan Hospital and Confluence Health in Moses Lake, Washington, and especially to a certain RN named Sarah who took the time in Puyallup to actually take Sam out of the truck twice while I was at the hospital there and actually take him for a walk and get him outside. So can't say enough to you about that, Sarah. Appreciate it more than you know. This week on the show, we've got a lot happier things to talk about. We've got some outdoors news that I want to share. Topic is going to be wolves. That's always a controversial topic. But then we are going to go ahead and share three great guests with you with three great stories. The first one is going to be Mark Holyoke. He is with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, longtime spokesperson for this organization headquartered out of Missoula, Montana. And they are celebrating 40 years of great work in the field of conservation. He's going to tell you about some of the things they've accomplished, not just over the last 40 years, but in the last year especially, and some things you're going to be working on in the year ahead, and how you can help out. And one way you can do so is by attending a banquet near you. This is really the fuel that drives the funding for this organization, and these banquets are all sorts of fun. So stay tuned for that chat with Mark Holyoke in a few minutes. Right after that, we're going to get to talk to a very famous elk hunter indeed. That would be Randy Newberg, longtime host of Fresh Tracks, very well-known personality, who is all about do-it-yourself elk hunting on public lands. He's also a passionate advocate for our public lands and your access to them. And he's been giving some seminars at the Sportsman shows. The topic is Marriage 101 for elk hunters. He's going to give you some tips on how to stay happily married, something he's done for 35 years now with his wife, while still managing to hunt 100 days a year and go fishing 40 days a year. Not bad for this man out of Bozeman, Montana. I think you're going to want to pay attention to what Randy has to say. And by the way, Randy, happy anniversary. 35 years, that's absolutely amazing. The good news continues with our final guest. That would be Colin Kearns, the editor-in-chief of Field & Stream magazine. We've got some great news. Field & Stream has been bought by another company, and that company is bringing back the magazine in print. As you know, a couple of years ago, both Outdoor Life and Field & Stream went to just being online publications, but starting in May, you're going to be able to subscribe to Field & Stream, get it delivered right to your doorstep, and leaf through the pages of this iconic magazine that's been around for well over 100 years. Colin's going to tell you all about how this is coming about and how you can go ahead and subscribe to the new Field & Stream magazine coming out in print. Before we do that, though, let's share some outdoors news. We're starting things off with a story from Outdoor Life out of Wisconsin, where a retired game warden is under investigation after shooting a wolf in Wisconsin. He is claiming self-defense, but this case is not as clear-cut as it seems. According to Outdoor Life, Pat Quaintance, a retired Wisconsin conservation warden and prominent figure in state wildlife issues, is under investigation for shooting a collared wolf in his backyard around 1 a.m. on Christmas of 2023. According to the Bayfield County Sheriff, Chief Deputy Andy Rooney's, Quaintance called us reporting he killed a collared wolf that was at their back door. Two of our deputies responded to the scene at 2:43 a.m. and took possession of the wolf. Quaintance said he shot the wolf because it had been hanging around his yard. There was no indication the wolf had attacked a person or pets, according to Renice. Quaintance is the former president of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, a current member of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress, and the current president of the Wisconsin Association of Sporting Dogs. Because of his former position as a state game warden, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is taking the lead into the investigation instead of the state DNR. Quaintance, who is an advocate of hunting with hounds and actively hunts a variety of species with his dogs, has previously expressed concerns over their safety because of the high population of wolves in his area. Quaintance has also reported conflicts with wolves to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Service Division, and has been vocal in his argument against restrictions in the state's DNR's wolf management plan. Quaintance has supported the idea that wolf quotas should be revisited and that there should be a fixed number population goal of 350 wolves instead of a fluctuating population goal of 800 to 1,200 individuals in Wisconsin. The last legal wolf hunt that happened in Wisconsin was a three-day hunt held in February of 2021, which resulted in 218 wolves being harvested, which was about 100 more wolves than state licensed hunters were allocated. Studies have shown that a 200 wolf quota would not impact recruitment of wolves statewide, but questions remain about the state's ability to manage the population if only the state's quota is filled, and after the controversial hunt, wolves return to the federal endangered species list, meaning they cannot be shot for any reason other than self-defense. Like I said, not as clear-cut as a lot of stories are, and there's definitely a backstory to this as well. As the investigation continues, Outdoor Life will follow the story and report about charges being filed or not, and we will share that with you as well. In other wolf-related news, the state of Washington is looking at whether to put some of their wolves as not threatened as endangered, but instead as a sensitive status, especially in Northeast Washington, where wolf numbers are abundant. However, Washington State has a Fish and Wildlife Commission that is definitely a preservationist commission, the majority of them at least, with a number of the commissioners having a clear bias of protecting bears, cougars, and wolves, and the science be damned. So we shall see where this conversation goes in the Evergreen State. Meanwhile, in California, where there were no wolves until 2011, when a wolf named OR7 wandered in from Northeast Oregon, there's now seven packs of wolves living in Northern California, and according to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, they were responsible for 16 attacks on livestock since August of 2023, totaling a loss of 18 livestock. The state is looking at making some potential changes to the way they compensate livestock owners. When it comes to wolves, there's always a lot of news, and it's always controversial. But in just a minute, we're going to change this conversation from wolves to elk when we talk to Mark Holyoak with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation about their 40th anniversary.
The Dalles, the hub where discovery and history come together. Whether the Northwest is your home or you're on an adventure, the Dalles welcomes you. Just 80 miles east of Portland is the perfect year-round escape with a community that cares about you. 300 days of sun, breathtaking outdoor recreation, and a downtown full of the unexpected. Oh, and the rich history that began before the Oregon Trail. Start planning at explorethedalles.com.
Camp Chef. We've been in pursuit of one thing for 30 years. More flavor. And now we've taken the same bold hardwood flavor you've come to love in our pellets and applied it to our new line of hardwood spices. With three classic flavors, hickory, char cherry, and competition blend, you can now apply that hardwood flavor directly to your meat. Available in coarse or fine ground. I mean, you put crushed up plants on your food. So you tell me, is this crazy? Genius.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6000 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
We're back in with America Outdoors Radio. We are heading to Bozeman, Montana. That's the home of Randy Newberg, that very well-known public lands advocate and DIY public lands elk hunter. Randy, great to have you back on the air.
Yeah, and thanks so much. I always enjoy our conversation. It's great to bump into each other at the shows and catch up, so thanks for having me.
Well, to be honest with all of our listeners out there, this is the second time I've had you. We actually recorded an interview at the Washington Sportsman Show, but being the consummate professional I am, I pushed the wrong input button, so we didn't record any audio at all. So we're doing a do-over here.
I laugh because I've done the same thing.
Oh, it's not all perfection in the wide world of outdoors media, folks, that's for sure. But you're very gracious to do a do-over. And I want to talk about the seminar that you gave at both the Washington and Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show, Edge 101 for elk hunters. Go ahead and tell our listeners the premise of this.
Yeah, the idea, it goes off, it's kind of a spin-off of a lot of the things I talk about on my podcast and other places that I do content. You know, 30-some years of being a CPA tax accountant, you get to deal with a lot of marriage dynamics when the couples are in your office. And I've always kind of made jokes about my ability to go hunting so much. And I tell people I'm probably the marriage counselor you want to listen to because my 35th wedding anniversary is tomorrow. I hunt 100 days a year and I fish 40 days a year. Who do you want to take marriage advice from, me? Or the guy down the street who's got supposedly a marriage counselor, but he's been divorced three times. So when the folks who run those shows heard how much marriage advice I get asked and how it becomes a topic of a lot of my content, they said, let's do that at all the trade shows this year, or all the sports shows this year. I'm like, all right. So that's how it came about.
Well, you had a couple of great nuggets that you have for recommendations. Why don't you share them?
Yeah, the presentation only has two slides. And the first slide is a kind of a warning to the guys, advice that was given to me by the guy I worked with at the sawmill while I was going to college. He said, Randy, I've met your soon-to-be wife, and I've worked with you for 3 years. You don't bring anything to the table that she couldn't replace by noon tomorrow, so behave accordingly. And that was really good advice. And then over the course of being married, I realized that I am more interested in peace than justice. And when I adopted that idea about the third year of my marriage, things just got a whole lot easier. So those are the two slides. And then we go into question and answer sessions from that. And when you and I spoke at the Puyallup show, the next day I did that seminar, and I could not believe how many couples showed up. I had to give a disclaimer. I'm not responsible for any consequences of the advice I give today.
But, you know, I think that last one, peace, not justice, is a real nugget. I mean, all of us, younger, older, whatever age, we all want to be right. We all want to prove our point. And if you insist on doing that with your spouse, you know, sometimes you might have the justice of being right, but there's not going to be peace in the house at all, is there?
Not at all. And when I started using that statement a long time ago, I started doing some research around, marriage and dynamics of relationships. And there was an article in the Wall Street Journal that talked about this kind of stuff. And that old article said that two out of three times the guy is wrong because we don't listen as well as we think we do. And so I got to thinking about that. Well, if I'm wrong 2 out of 3 times, why am I even arguing? And for the one time I might be right, I don't have a compelling enough argument to convince my spouse that I am right. So I'm wrong anyhow. So why even go that route? So that's where I've settled on that one statement. Peace, not justice.
Well, definitely some great nuggets and definitely the makings of a great seminar. Let's turn our attention to something else. You know, I mean, you've hosted a number of television shows over the years, and you've done a lot. Right now you're involved with a project called OutdoorClassroom.com. Why don't you tell our listeners what this is all about?
Yeah. A few years ago, some people came to me, a friend of mine, Corey Jacobson, at the University of Alcona, and we wanted to figure out how could we capitalize on this rapid change of both the infrastructure and technology to do online learning, but how people have really migrated towards online learning. And we do a lot of seminars, but you can only reach so many people with seminars. So we came up with an idea called OutdoorClass.com, and there's me, there's Corey, Remy Warren, John Barclow, there's a lot of Hank Shaw, a whole lot of people who are well known in the outdoor space out west here. And probably every quarter we're adding more classes and more classes. And it's a way for people to kind of bridge that gap, especially the people who are maybe that intermediary or they've been hunting a couple of years, but they're looking for that next level of knowledge and instruction. And it's a place for them to go and get it online.
This sounds very similar to something I've subscribed to, Bass University, which, again, is not for the beginner, but it's really for the intermediate angler, helping them get better, learning from the pros through online learning. And that's a subscription-based service. You pay X amount a year. The same for the Outdoor Classroom?
Yep, same thing. And promo code Randy will get you a big discount.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. If you want to learn to be a better hunter and maybe a better wild game cook, go to OutdoorClassroom.com. That's OutdoorClassroom.com. Use the promo code Randy. You'll get a very nice discount, and you'll be on your way to being a better outdoorsman. Randy, always a pleasure, sir, to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it as always. Look forward to seeing you.
Next, we've got some great news from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. They have been named as the 5th best-selling brand on GunBroker.com for 2023. Henry Repeating Arms also produces 2 of the top 3 best-selling rifles on the platform. And this achievement is a huge testament to Henry Repeating Arms' commitment to quality, innovation, and its customers. They make all of their firearms right here in America. Now, GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace for firearms, ammunition, and accessories, has become a key barometer of industry trends and consumer preferences. In hearing this news, Anthony Imperato, founder and CEO of Henry Repeating Arms, says, to our more than 800 employees in Wisconsin and New Jersey, our stellar customer service team, and every one of our dealers and customers, we thank you. None of this is possible without their dedication and continued support. Since Henry Repeating Arms introduced its first offering in 1996, the classic lever-action 22 rifle, the company has become synonymous with American craftsmanship, exemplary customer service, and a deep appreciation for America's shooting sports and hunting heritage. The company has a diverse product line, including not only lever-action rifles, but shotguns and revolvers, and they are known for their reliability, accuracy, iconic designs, and smooth actions. You can find out more and check out the entire line up at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com. And don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog while you're there.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
When you think of WorkSharp knife and tool sharpeners, you probably think of sharpeners for the shop or the field, but WorkSharp has a whole lineup of sharpeners for the kitchen, too. We're talking about everything from easy-to-use manual and electric knife sharpeners to ceramic honing rods, whetstones, and the new rolling knife sharpener, an innovative manual sharpener that will do wonders for your cutlery. Make sure there's never a dull moment in your kitchen. Check out the entire product line and order today at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Hey, Reading, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Mark Holyoke on the line. He is the spokesperson for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, an organization that is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
So 40 years. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about the inception of the organization and how big it is now.
Well, it's really funny. We started in a double-wide trailer in the middle of a field outside of a small town in Montana. And today we've got 225,000 members spread across the country and doing some measurable and significant habitat work and land conservation and public access work. And so it's from where we were and to where we are has been some grand steps indeed. But the organization was started by four elk hunters who got together and said, hey, you know what, there's not really a group out there that advocates for this animal, for the wapiti, for the elk. And, you know, there's ducks and turkeys and others, but none for the elk. And so they decided that they would pinch pennies, which is exactly what they did, and start an organization and try to start a bit of a movement. And here we are today, 40 years later.
Got to ask, you're located in Missoula, Montana. That's the headquarters. Is the visitor center back open yet?
It is. It's been open for a little while now. We had some flooding issues and some other things in the building due to some broken sprinkler pipes, but it's open. It's operational. There's some new interactive displays, and there's a lot more offerings for people who want to come, and it's kind of a storefront for a number of our partners as well that have different outdoor industry materials that they're offering and product, and so it's really kind of fun.
Let's talk a little bit about some places where you've helped establish elk, not only helped establish them, gotten to the point where they can be hunted now, and Pennsylvania is one of those places. I understand that 144 hunters harvested 118 elk during the 2023 season. That's really a success story, isn't it?
It really is. You know, a lot of people, you know, our name obviously is Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. A lot of people might not realize it, but the state with the second highest membership is Pennsylvania. We have a lot of members there. We have a lot of chapters there. And because we have chapters that hold banquets and they raise funding, we were able to put that funding back on the ground and be able to help the Pennsylvania Game Commission to maintain and enhance elk habitat. And of course, all the impacts that has for other animals, upland birds, deer, black bears as well. But there's been an elk herd in Pennsylvania for decades, about 1,400 right now. And it's while I've never been there, it's just a different kind of hunting. It's super, super thick. It's different than out here out west. And those hunters who go out, there's a very high success rate in being able to punch a tag, which is good for them.
Let's talk about some of the success stories from 2023, especially in Kentucky and Oregon.
Yeah, you know, late last year, these were some organizational priority projects that we were chasing for quite some time. But in Kentucky, we were able to work with the Nature Conservancy and the Kentucky wildlife folks there to basically open access to protect and open access to almost 55,000 acres of private land. So it remains private, but because of an agreement that's in place, the Kentucky Department of Wildlife Resources, they will manage the property and they manage access to it. And so it significantly expands public access to just a big chunk of Kentucky. So it's hard to find big chunks of land back east. It really is. And a lot of it's different than out west where a lot of it is public. You know, back there it's private. So that's kind of a bit of a landmark conservation win there. So it's good for animals and it's good for not just hunters, but, you know, those who want to fish there as well and hike and take advantage of that landscape. And then out in Oregon, in northeast Oregon, this was a project that's been in the works and that Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife has wanted to make happen since the 60s. But it was a two-phase project, and now we've been able to work with them and Manulife Investment to protect and open access to 15,000 acres. So two significant wins to cap off a great year on different sides of the country. But on both fronts, it's big for wildlife, and it's big for hunters, and it's big for folks who love different species.
And in addition to this, you've done a lot more. A couple of examples, allocating $400,000 to conserve migration corridors, another $250,000 to map those migration corridors. You've also supplied $200,000 to advance chronic wasting disease research management. This is definitely an issue throughout the country right now. And all of this money, you know, it's got to get funded somewhere, and the way the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation funds a lot of it is through your banquets. Tell us a little bit about these banquets and how important they are to your organization.
Yeah, they really are important. We have approximately 500 chapters across the country, and, you know, they're manned by volunteers. We do have staffers who are scattered throughout the country who assist, but it's the volunteers who get together, and they plan banquets, they host banquets. There's dinners, there's raffles, and other fundraising activities that go on that allow us to raise funding so we can turn around and put it back on the ground in those specific states. Now, I think we have 28 states or so that have wild free-ranging elk, so there's a number of states that don't have wild elk populations, but even in those states we have chapters, and they raise funding, and we're able to put it back on the ground, but to benefit, youth hunts and camps and youth shooting teams, recreational shooting teams, National Archery in the Schools program, that sorts of thing. So even then, in those states, we have the opportunity to raise funding that benefits hunting, habitat enhancement, wildlife management, those sorts of things. I'll throw one other stat out there. Last year, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation committed $5.7 million, and that leveraged $26.7 million, and that's specifically for habitat enhancement and wildlife management across the country. So we're talking more than, what, $32 million that's been able to put on the ground. And a lot of this, that goes back to good folks who work hard and give of their time to plan these banquets and carry them out. And so I guess I just say, if you're interested in attending a banquet, you know, go to rmef.org and click around, and you'll be able to find an event page and see if you have one near you. They're a lot of fun, and there's great food, too.
They are indeed a lot of fun. There is great food, and you have the opportunity to support a great cause. The website to go to, rmef.org. That's rmef.org. One of the things I want to touch on before we go is, you know, the administrative costs. Nonprofits always have administrative costs, but your organization runs really lean, which means the vast majority of dollars donated goes to work on the ground and not to the headquarters staff.
Yeah, and that's important. You know, there's so much to do out there. It's never ending. And so, you know, those of us who work here realize that. You know, we have different things, lots of things that are on our table. And I, for one, just in my particular position, appreciate that, having a diversity of things to do. But yeah, it's important for us to be able to make a difference out there. And that's something that we can say after 40 years is we've made a sizable difference, a measurable difference. Later this year, we will probably pass 9 million acres in lifetime conservation work. And so when we were founded in 1984, there were 550,000 elk in North America. Today there's more than 1.1 million. Now there's a lot of factors that go into that, but we'd like to think that we have had a small part in that, in bringing that to pass. And so for those of us who love the outdoors, who love being in wild country, you know, if you're fishing or hunting or just recreating, the work that the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation does is not just for elk. It's also for other species, and it's also for all those folks as well.
That's the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation celebrating 40 years of great conservation work. Find out more and attend a banquet near you. The website to go to again is rmef.org. Thanks as always, Mark.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. And if you are hunting this fall, you know the importance of a sharp knife. You're going to need it for gutting that animal, butchering that animal, taking the hide off that animal, and there's a good chance you're going to have to sharpen it more than once while you're doing these things in the field. That's why a pocket knife sharpener or the guided field sharpener from WorkSharp are great items to have with you. Whether you're after deer, elk, pronghorn, or bear, a sharp knife helps you get things done after you drop that animal. Look for WorkSharp products at sporting goods stores, hardware stores, and ranch and home stores near you, or online at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com. Been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from. Made in America or not made at all. And backed by a lifetime guarantee. Order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. Go to henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you, and God bless America.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
John Cruz here, looking to improve your bottom line as a business that caters to outdoors enthusiasts? You can do so for a very cost-effective price by advertising on America Outdoors Radio. I will tailor a marketing campaign for you, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners every weekend tuning into our show on 135 stations in 33 states. We've got a sponsor opening right now, so contact me through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com and let's talk about helping you.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Colin Kearns on the line. He is the editor of Field & Stream magazine, and he's got big news. Field & Stream is going back into print. Colin, welcome to the show. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, John. I couldn't be more excited to be here and share this awesome and very exciting news with you and your audience.
Well, I know that the lay of the land when it comes to media anymore is primarily digital, but I'm that guy, like so many other guys, who likes to hold a magazine in my hand and leaf through the pages.
Absolutely.
In the living room or on the commode, it's just kind of a tradition, I guess, for most men to read Field & Stream in that sort of setting.
Absolutely. I've been to many a deer camp where the John had a stack of Field & Streams piled high on the back.
So what has brought this change about?
Well, it's been a whirlwind the last few months. So in early December, Field & Stream was acquired by new ownership from our previous company, and the first order of business with this new ownership, the company is just Field & Stream now. So that's an exciting kind of nice way, convenient way to think of it. But the first order of operations that when they acquired us, it said we want to bring back the magazine, the print magazine. Now Field & Stream, we've been publishing a digital magazine for the last 2 years, and we've published some great stories. I've been really proud of those issues, but if we're being perfectly honest, a digital magazine just isn't the same as print. I know that, you know that, and our readers know that. And, so it's been a few years since we've had a physical issue of the magazine. And, readers were not shy about being vocal, letting me know how much they missed the print magazine. So when the new company, the new owner, said that they wanted to bring back the print magazine, it was one of the greatest days of my career when I got to share that news with our audience, kind of shout it from the rooftop that the print magazine, not the digital magazine, the print magazine is coming back. And, we've been hard at work on it, and I cannot wait to share this first issue with our readers.
Colin, how long have you been the editor of Field & Stream magazine now?
I've been the editor since 2017, and I've been with the brand. I've been with Field & Stream since 2008. So I've been here a long time. Field & Stream is very near and dear to my heart. And, I've been through it's been a roller coaster since I've been here. I've been through some ups and downs. And, during those down stretches, such as, the period when we shut down the print magazine after being in publication for 125 years, that was definitely a down point. But, what kept me there, during those down stretches were just a love of the brand, loyalty to our audience, a loyalty to my coworkers, and just, you know, some hope that maybe, you know, the magazine could come back and that I could get back to telling stories in print and doing the thing that I love doing more than anything, which is exactly that, telling great hunting and fishing stories in print. And lo and behold, that opportunity came kind of out of the blue last December, at the end of last year, you know, when this the new owners came in and acquired us and told us that they had big things in store for us, and among those big plans were bringing back the print magazine. So now I'm back on a high. I truly could not. This is about as excited as I've ever been in all my time at Field & Stream.
One of the things I love about Field & Stream are the writers. You have a great staff of writers. Tell me that you've kept the stable intact.
Absolutely. We've kept the stable intact and we're maybe adding a few new ones there, but you will, in this first issue that we've got coming out at the end of May, this coming spring, there will be stories by David Petzl, Phil Borgerli, Will Brantley, T. Edward Nickens, and Scott Bestial, Joe Cermelli, and everybody who you associate with Field & Stream is going to be in this first issue. We are coming out guns blazing with this first issue as a way of, you know, getting readers fired up about the print being back, but also trying to make up for lost time. Like it's, you know, I said 3 years is a long time to go without having a physical copy of Field & Stream arriving in your mailbox, and with this first issue, we are giving it everything we've got and hopefully making up for lost time.
Well, definitely top shelf writers, kind of like the New York Yankees dugout there when it comes to the quality of personnel you've got that are writing for the magazine. If Will Brantley's involved with the May edition, I'm guessing something involving turkey hunting is going to be in there.
Absolutely. Turkey hunting is going to be a big topic in this issue, and he's got his first hunting column in this issue is about hunting easterns in the hardwoods, which is, you know, the great thing about Will is he does it all. He hunts and he fishes, he noodles. The guy is just an all-around outdoorsman, but, you know, I know him well enough to know that his favorite thing is by far is hunting turkeys in the spring, and so that'll, no surprise, will be the topic of his first column.
Oh, yes. And another thing I love about Will is he's a humble man. He's, you know, he's an expert, definitely an expert.
Yeah.
But he's also humble, and when he screws up, he admits it to his audience.
Absolutely, yeah. He knows what's so great about Will is he takes his job very seriously. He takes hunting and fishing very seriously, but he doesn't always take himself that seriously. And you know, when he misses a shot or loses a fish or whatever, which doesn't happen too often because the guy's very good, but when he does, he's not afraid to make fun of himself or let others tease him a bit, and he'll share those stories and those anecdotes in his writing, and I think a lot of our audience really appreciates that, and that's why he's such a relatable person. You know, you read a story by Will Brantley or Bill Heavey or Phil Borgerli, and even though you don't know them and you might never meet them, you feel like you know them through their stories because they're so relatable, and there's no egos about these writers.
Very well said and very true indeed. And speaking of outdoorsmen, you're one yourself. I know you like to spend time in the woods of New York, either deer hunting in the fall or doing some trout fishing. Have you had the opportunity to do either lately?
So it's been a couple months since I've done some trout fishing. The biggest adventure in my life right now is a 16-month-old boy named Leonard, and he keeps my wife and I very busy on a day-to-day basis, but I was able to sneak away a few days to do some trout fishing on my favorite river in New York. Well, forgive me if I don't share the name of that river. I got to keep some things secret. But yeah, I've got to go trout fishing a little bit last fall, and then my birthday is coming up in March, and every year on my birthday I always go trout fishing. So I'm excited to hit the river again this spring. I'm counting down the days.
Well, congratulations to you and your wife on the birth of your baby boy,
Thank
Leonard.
You.
And, you know, with him being 16 months, once he hits 2 years old and he's walking around, you're going to be able to take him on some of those trout fishing adventures. And I have no doubt that he'll fall in love with it as much as you have.
I look forward to that. I think about that all the time. And, I can't wait to take him on the river or the pond or wherever and just show him a bit of what I've learned on my own and some of the great fishing tips I've picked up from reading Field & Stream for so many years. And hopefully looking forward to passing along those lessons and these traditions down to him.
So the first print edition is coming out in May. The website to
Correct.
Go to, fieldandstream.com, subscribe, and get it delivered to your
yes.
house. And, of course, you can always get the digital edition right now as well. Will Field & Stream be on newsstands?
It will not be on newsstand. That's a decision, you know, we could go kind of into the nitty-gritty on the, you know, business decisions for that, but we decided not to make it available on the newsstand because we want to put this right in the hands directly of our core and most loyal readers. And so if you, anyone can subscribe, but if you want to subscribe, get the magazine, you've got to subscribe. And like you said, you go to filmstream.com and look for something called the 1871 Club. 1871 is the year in which the Filmstream brand first made itself known to American outdoorsmen and outdoorswomen. And so we're really playing up the heritage and the history of Filmstream there. But look for the 1871 Club on filmstream.com, and that's where you can find details on how you can subscribe to get the first issue of the magazine.
All right. That's Field & Stream, folks. It is back in print starting in May. So go to fieldandstream.com, check out the 1871 Club, and subscribe today and get that first edition in your hands come May. You're going to love it. You're going to love everything the writers there are putting out. Colin, congratulations again, and thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
It was my pleasure. Thanks, John.
I love ending this show on a high note, and boy, what a high note it is that Field & Stream is coming back into print, and you can just tell how excited Colin is about it. I'd like to thank our other great guest today, Randy Newberg, of course. It's always a pleasure to get him on the air. He's probably the most gregarious certified public accountant I've ever met, and he's just a jewel of a guy, too, who really knows his stuff when it comes to DIY elk hunting on public lands. And you don't have a better ambassador for public lands hunting than Randy either. And, of course, it's always a pleasure to get Mark Holyoke on the air with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And it's fantastic that this great organization, which does so much for conservation and for hunting, is celebrating 40 years. All in all, it's been a great show, and I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. My only apologies are in the form of not being able to be at the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show going on this weekend in Portland, Oregon, at the Expo Center. I promised I would, but like I told you at the beginning of the show, rupturing my tendon below my kneecap at the Washington Sportsman Show about 10 days earlier put a real damper on that. So, couldn't make it. I'm at home recovering from surgery. Going to be wearing a knee brace for about 8 weeks, and it's up in the air about whether I'm going to be able to attend the Bassmaster Classic as a member of the media in late March. I'm hoping for good news from my doc during a follow-up appointment next week. Prayers would definitely be appreciated. On that note, it is time to go, but here's hoping you're blessed in the days ahead, that you're healthy, and that you get out there for a little bit of Mother Nature. After all, it is your country and you're outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of AJ Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. World leaders reacting to the death and murder of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny in a Russian prison. BBC correspondent Frank Gardner reports on the reaction from the Munich conference.
Russia, Ukraine, and the war on Europe's eastern borders were always set to dominate this conference. But now the perceived threat from Moscow has been brought into sharp focus. The sudden, untimely death in a Russian prison camp of President Putin's most prominent critic has provoked universal condemnation of the Kremlin here. Meanwhile, the questions over NATO persist.
It's an endorsement that Joe Biden may not want.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country would prefer to see Joe Biden win a second term, describing him as more experienced and predictable than Donald Trump. That's even though Moscow strongly disagrees with the current administration's policies. Mr. Biden is a fierce critic of the Russian leader, calling him a killer in 2021 and denouncing Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Putin has frequently praised Trump, so his motives for saying President Biden is a better choice for Russia were unclear. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at townhall.com, political contributor Matt Continetti telling the Salem Radio Network the White House has no need to keep lecturing Israel about showing restraint in Gaza.
It would be helpful. It would be worthy to do that. And we should recall, too, that the IDF has taken great pains at following America's advice in order to reduce civilian casualties, thereby actually increasing the risk to Israeli soldiers.
That house explosion Friday night in a small town in Virginia has killed one firefighter, injured nine more in the town of Sterling. Four other people in the neighborhood were injured in the blast. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
NASA finally counting all the asteroid samples returned by a spacecraft last fall.
And it's double the rubble goal. NASA reported that the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft collected 121 grams of dust and pebbles from asteroid Bennu. That's just over half a cup in the biggest cosmic haul ever from beyond the moon. It took NASA longer than expected to pry open the sample container because of stuck fasteners. The black carbon-rich samples are stored at a special curation lab at Houston's Johnson Space Center. The spacecraft is now on its way to another space rock, but it won't stop for samples. Keith Peters reporting.
Tough economic news overseas. Both Japan and the United Kingdom say their economies weakened during the final 3 months of 2023. For each, it was the second straight quarter that's happened, which fits one lay definition for a recession. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A correspondent, Ron DeRoxford, says Colorado authorities have issued an arrest warrant for a former funeral home owner.
Police say the 33-year-old woman kept a deceased woman's body in a hearse for 2 years at a residence where cops also found the cremated remains of at least 30 people. The grisly discovery occurred February 6th during a court-ordered eviction of a Denver house rented by the owner of Apollo Funeral and Cremation Services in a Denver suburb. The business has been closed since September 22nd. Colorado has no routine inspections of funeral homes or qualification requirements for operators. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
On Wall Street Friday, a rough way to end the week. Dow Industrials fell 145 points at 38,627. S&P down 24 at 5,005. The NASDAQ dropped 130, closing at 15,775. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Pet Show. Is your Weimaraner acting a little weird? Does your feral kitten seem a bit too fearful? Are you totally being conned by your 6-pound chihuahua? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really understand your dog or your cat's behavior as well as they understand yours, if you're a bit confused about their behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and, of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch. Bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because, yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergrowing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is chewing, jumping, barking, digging, not coming when you call him, hates other dogs, you can't walk him, your cat peed on your bed, scratched your favorite chair, wakes you up in the middle of the night, you get the idea. That's what this show is all about, helping you resolve any issues you may be having with your pets, or more than likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. As always, plenty of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions, And if you just happen to be a new listener to the Pet Show, well, welcome. But more importantly, just a reminder that everyone that calls into the show and actually gets to talk to me live on the air will get an absolutely fabulous gift for their dog or cat. I'm not giving away biscuits here, folks. Some of the items I give away here on the Pet Show are worth as much as $35, $45, even $50. So if you have a question or a comment, want to share a great story about your dog or cat, or just want to find out why they're doing what they do, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away. Again, 877-725-8255, the way to get through. Let me tell you guys what I have planned for today's show. However, if you're a regular listener to the show, you know that I never get through all of my topics because your questions, your comments, your stories are always my priority. But here are some of the topics I'd like to talk about on today's show, if we have time. If you happen to live with an anxious or fearful dog, you know how you want to help the dog gain confidence and improve their self-esteem. There are basically two ways to accomplish this. My thoughts and resolutions coming up. And bless you guys, so many of my listeners have adopted or rescued their dogs from the streets or the shelters, whatever, and the dogs may be a little fearful or anxious when they get them. I will tell you how to resolve that, build up their confidence, and make them feel as good as they possibly can. Now, here's a word you probably never heard. Allelomimetic. You ready? I practice all week saying that. Allelomimetic. It's a big word, an important one for anyone that lives with a dog or cat. You know, I've been working with animals for well over 45 years. I've trained on every continent. And sometimes the best trainer or the best behaviorist comes with a tail and four legs. What is that all about? I'll share some of my thoughts on this coming up a little bit later. But sometimes, as I said, the best trainer, the best behaviorist, I hate to admit it, comes with a tail and four legs. Also coming up on today's show, did you know that nearly half of American pet guardians are a bit hesitant to vaccinate their pets? So the question came up, to vaccinate or not to vaccinate? That is the question. Also coming up, have you noticed that your dog or cat is walking a little slower? Maybe the steps aren't the way they used to be? Well, it could be more than what you think. It's not just a matter of aging physically. It could be an indication that your dog or cat is showing signs of dementia. So if they're walking a little slower than normal, we'll talk about that as well. As always, guys, plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of amazing stuff to give away. So if your pet happens to be jumping, chewing, scratching, maybe that rescue kitten is confused about the litter box, maybe that puppy's not housebroken, your dog doesn't get along with other dogs, you try to take your dog for a walk, sees another dog and he turns into Cujo, or your dog just believes that anything he sees, he's obligated to hump, give me a call. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. The question of the day, you get a, call me up, you'll still get a question. If you answer it, I'll still send you a super gift. Does your dog or cat know when you're not feeling well? Not just physically, but emotionally. Let's say you came home, you had an argument with the boss, and things aren't going right, and just you're a little crazed. Does your dog or your cat know when you're not feeling well, whether it be physically or whether it be emotionally? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. Again, that phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Does your dog know or your cat know when you're not feeling well? Now, many of you may not realize this, and I don't talk about it that often, but this coming Monday will be the 22nd year since the attacks on 9/11. Right after the attacks on 9/11, I was called into New York City by the NYPD canine unit because of my expertise and to help them out a little bit. Now, I live in Southern California. There were no planes flying. I'll tell you the story later on, 22 years, may bring some tears to my eyes, but I'll share my time at Ground Zero with you guys and how I feel now about it as well. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. If you have a questions or comments, just like to share a great story about a dog or cat. Now, I say this every week, and this is important to me. So if you've recently rescued a dog, rescued a cat, whether it be from a shelter off the streets, makes no difference to me. I'd love to hear from you and the relationship you've established with that rescued pet, because your call to me may be exactly what it takes to prompt some other listener to say, you know what, maybe it's time I go to the shelter or rescue and save a dog or cat at the same time. So if you've recently rescued a dog or a cat, give me a call. As I said, I will send you guys a super gift for your pet. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get to. We got an interesting call on my Los Angeles show just before I got on with you guys. Guy called up with a rescued greyhound. I mean, it sounds funny, but I had to explain to him why. He was confused because his greyhound absolutely adored when the guy stuck his finger in the dog's ear. How he found that out, I didn't ask. But the bottom line is there was a reason for that. It was kind of like I had to explain to him that from the dog's point of view, sticking his finger in the dog's ear was kind of a comfort zone because that's how dogs react to each other. And it was a greyhound, so it had been abused in the past. And it was an interesting, just a real interesting question. We answer whatever questions you may have, 877-725-8255. And as I said, having been at Ground Zero right after the attacks, I'm going to share some of my personal story with you and something that a lot of people are unaware of. You know, we know that almost 3,000 people died at Ground Zero, but did you know that since that time, more than 3,000 first responders have died? More people have died from cancer and other effects of being there than actually died on the day of the attack. So we're going to talk about that, something none of us could ever forget. 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. As I said, plenty of time for your calls, lots of great stuff to give away as well. You know what? Let me do this. I got to take a break, so let me take a break right now. Debbie, we'll get to you right coming up next. We got Marie calling from Florida. We'll get to all your calls, whatever the question may be. Plenty of time for your calls, lots of great stuff to give away as well. But I'm real interested whether I'm crazy or I, that's not the question, maybe that should be the question, is that do you believe like I do, having spent many years in the military and all around the world as I did, do you believe like I do that your dogs and your cats know when you're not feeling well, either physically or psychologically, and they come to your aid at that point? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me take a quick break, then we'll get to all of your phone calls, I promise. You know, I talk about this organization almost every week. People are always asking me, Warren, what organization really deserves my dollars when it comes to helping as many animals as possible? So please listen to me carefully. If you knew, if you were absolutely positive that with every single dollar you donated, you can actually change the destiny of dogs and cats that were deserted in the wild, thrown out of cars, beaten, abused, just tossed out. Isn't that a legacy worth leaving behind? Of course it is. For over 43 years, Leo Grillo, a good friend, and Delta Rescue would never be able to do the absolutely incredible work they do every single day without you. And bless you guys, you, my listeners, and your generous support. From saving lives, and I want you to listen to my next wording here, from saving lives, Delta actually provides lifetime medical care. Do you hear me? Lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats. Delta is the group that deserves your dollars. That's why I personally decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. And here's why. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now, avoid fundraising costs, and provide some tax benefits for you. By the way, Delta Rescue is a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and they prove every single day that your donation dollars are doing what they should be doing, going directly to help the animals. But I get it. Times are tough, even if you're not ready to make long-range plans. Every single donation, big, small, medium, I don't care, every donation is an absolutely great chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses not just healthy, not just happy, not just safe, but actually loved for the first time in their life. That's important to me. I urge you to go to their website, deltarescue.org. I want you to read the individual stories of how these throwaway pets were rescued. And then I want you to ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate plan like I did, or to make a donation. Log on to deltarescue.org. That's deltarescue.org. Or you can text them. Text dogs to 801-801. That's dogs to 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats.
Ooh,
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement for both your dogs and cats to control your dog and cat's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs, while improving your pet's immune system with both pre- and probiotics. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
Your Hugs and Kisses, I have told all my friends about it. For years, years, I have been giving him those Hugs and Kisses, and then you changed it a little bit and made it even better. Honest to God, he'll eat it like a treat, and then I crumble it up on his food. You know, I feed him twice a day. And he just loves it.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 30-year track record. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or ThePetShow.com, or call us at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
No matter what side of funding the war in Ukraine you fall on, enough is enough.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Congress is taking your tax dollars, but they don't want to offset it by cutting anything else. They'll just throw it onto the pile of trillions of more debt. Cut it from somewhere else in the budget.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. You got a question or a comment about your dog or cat. I'm sure if they had a thumb, they'd be asking questions about living with people. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. How about we start out with Debbie? Hey, Debbie, welcome to The Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Nice to talk to you. I learned so much from you. And
you know, people always, my listeners always say, Warren, I learned so much. I got to tell you, I think I learned more from my listeners than they learned from me. You guys are absolutely amazing. Anyway, Debbie, in beautiful Los Angeles, California, how can I help you today?
Did you ask a question?
Yeah, what's your question for me?
My little boy here, my little Skid Row rescue dog, Shadrach, He's going to be 7, and he's, I told you before, he's a licky-loo on his paws. Right now he's been laying it with me for, well, I don't know how long, but he's not licking his feet. He took a little couple licks, so I'm wondering if it is a calming thing, like you say, but you asked the other lady in the L.A., on the L.A. 870 station, what her dog's feet smell like. His feet smell like grass because we were outside earlier.
Well, smelling like grass would be normal, but, you know, when you have a dog's feet and they start smelling a little like popcorn, sometimes that's indicative of a yeast infection or other type of problems. So it's always a good idea when you have a dog that's licking their feet constantly to try to figure out what's causing it. In many cases, it's just boredom. In some cases, it starts with a little sore, and they just keep licking it till it becomes compulsive. So there's many different reasons, but it's important to understand the concept that when a dog is licking their paw constantly, in some cases, depending on the breed of dog, like Chihuahuas, Mini Pins, they're more apt to calm themselves down by licking their paws a lot. Also, if they came from situations they were separated from their litter too young, they would lick their paws more often as a way of calming themselves down as well.
That's very possible. Well, he was born on Skid Row and lived there in, you know, poverty and tents and on the streets.
Yeah, that's
for
a
his
great.
First
by the way,
Downtown
Dog Rescue is an amazing group doing so much great work on Skid Row.
I don't really go out there very often. I don't really go out. Someone kept insisting I take him, and my dog had died, my husband had died, my dad had died, and I usually, right away, within a week, I'm at the pound looking for another rescue dog, but I just couldn't do it because I was in a motorcycle accident. And
but now you have your best, now you have your
I
best
I have my
buddy.
Boy, and he's
so
the
what's
best.
Your question? So what's your question?
He is calming. Well, just about his feet, but also he has chronic ear problems. It sounds like I'm paying you to, I'm like, or you're paying me to be, whatever. But he has chronic ear problems. I tell the groomer, I don't take him very often, but I say, please don't wet his ears. So they say, we'll put a cotton ball. Then a month later, chronic fighting this ear infection.
Let me go over a couple of things with you. First of all, I hope you've had the ears checked by your veterinarian.
I did. I have.
Okay.
But I mean,
okay, so here's what I do. I have one of my dogs that's a chronic ear problems as well. There's a product on the market. It's not a sponsor, but I'm just recommending it. It's called Zymox, Z-Y-M-O-X. It's available on Amazon, Z-Y-M-O-X. Now, there's two different ones. One is an ear cleanser, which I use to clean my dog's ears on a regular basis. And the other one, when I notice him really pawing at his ear, one is also by Zymox. It's optic enzymatic solution, which has hydrocortisone, which will alleviate the pain. So my first recommendation is to make sure you've checked with the vet to make sure you know what you're doing. But again, over the counter, you can buy Zymox, Z-Y-M-O-X, available, and one's a cleanser and one's to treat the actual problem. So that would be my recommendation for you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I wish I could send you some of that, Debbie, but I don't have any of that to send, so I'm going to send you something instead. I'm trying to think what I want to send you. You know what? How old did you say your dog was?
He's going to be 7.
Oh, he's a baby. I'm going to put you on, Debbie, I'm putting you on hold. I'm putting you on hold, and I'm sending you a jar of my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement. You know, it sounds a little eccentric to some people, but I go around smelling dogs' feet. That's just me. And very often, if it smells like popcorn, it could be indication of yeast. You also got to know if the dog's licking the bottom of his feet or the dog's licking the top of his feet. That can make all the difference in the world. Hey, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. If you're new to the show, I got lots of great stuff to give away. You just heard me give away some of my own Hugs and Kisses, vitamin mineral supplements. I also got Lucy pet food to give away for those cat people out there. I got Kitty Lickies, copies of my best-selling books, either my dog behavior book or cat behavior book. I got those little air horns that anyone who walks their dog should carry one of those little air horns I had made up. If they're approached by a coyote, a wild dog, or even a wild person, I got those T-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright, all natural flea spray. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of incredible stuff to give away. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. A quick break. When we come back, we got Marie in Florida, Bill in Connecticut, Jack in Florida. We'll get to all your calls right after this. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is the Pet Show.
Bubble to wherever there's some trouble, that's where the beagles go. Now,
the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
Close your eyes and picture something with me. Unless you're driving, then don't close your eyes. But picture this. Where do you want to get to with your small business? What does your small business dream really look like? Can you see it? Can you feel it? Do you know what's standing in the way of you getting there? Risk. Everything you want in life and everything you want from your small business is on the other side of you taking a risk. Are you swinging for the fences? Are you fighting for your dream? When that choice comes to play it safe or take the risk, go for it and make your business dreams come true.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
cats. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. I got a question or comment about your dog or cat. They're jumping, they're humping, they're digging, they're scratching. Everyone that does call, by the way, and gets to talk to me live on the air, we'll get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Also, though, this is the question of the day, and I'd love to hear from you guys as well. Now, I honestly believe that dogs and cats know when their guardians are not feeling well, physically or mentally. But my question to you is, am I crazy or do you agree with me? So the question is, does your dog or cat know when they're not feeling well physically or emotionally, had an argument at the office, you didn't get along with your boss, you're just not feeling yourself, got a cold, the flu, whatever. Do you believe that dogs can tell and cats can tell when you're not feeling well physically or emotionally? Give me a call. If we talk, I'll send you a great gift. That phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Now, just before I get back to the phone lines here, just before that, kind of interesting that there was a recent study, and the recent study said that male cats, especially orange cats, which, by the way, are mostly male, orange cats and male cats in general are slightly friendlier than female cats. I never found that. I found what you do is what you get. So I'm asking you guys, my cat guardians out there, male cat, female cat, do you think male cats are friendlier than female cats, or is this just some study that was done by some psychiatrist somewhere? This was according to Psychology Today. They said male cats are said to be friendlier than female cats. I'd love to hear from you guys as well. Send you a great gift if you get through. Got lots of great stuff for cats. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let's go to Marie in Florida. Hey, Marie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
It's my pleasure. What's up?
Well, I have this male neutered declawed kitty, and I adopted him about a year ago.
And so he was declawed. He was declawed, Marie. He was declawed when you adopted him.
He was 7 years old.
Let me just give you my brief feeling declawing. Not that I take a strong stance on it. However, I believe that declawing a cat should be totally illegal in this country. It's illegal in England. It's illegal in Germany. It's illegal in South Africa. It's illegal in some states and cities across the country. It should be illegal. Now, I'm looking at my computer screen. You're telling me you have an 8-year-old adopted cat that's not playful but will bite your ankles. First of all, the reason a cat bites ankles is because it's a perfect target, the perfect size, and cats have a tremendous prey drive. So the ankle is perfect for the cat to bite. But on top of that, you said to me the cat is not very friendly. So that indicates to me that the cat never received socialization. The fact that he's declawed, when a cat is declawed, they're much more apt to use their mouth. So it just makes perfect sense to me that he's biting at your ankles, where another cat might be swatting at your ankles when you're walking by. A cat that's being declawed might be more apt to bite. Now, how do you tell if it's a playful bite, or how do you tell if it's an aggressive bite? Well, if the mouth is half open, usually it's playful. If the mouth is open fully wide, that's indicative that it might be aggressive. However, over the years, having worked with as many thousands of cats as I've worked with, the only ones that usually have this type of behavior is ones that have been declawed based on the fact that their only method of defense is their mouth. So that's great for me to know, great for you to know. How do you stop it now? You need to leave the cat wanting. What you need to do is whenever you go past the cat, tap him on the head once, just pet him on the head, and walk away. Don't try to be overly friendly with the cat at this point. Leave him wanting so he wants more positive attention from you. So every time you walk by him, just a pat on the head. Here's what this cat needs. This cat needs to build up his confidence and his self-esteem. And the way to do that is to make his life more positive. But again, what he's doing is survival. He has no claws, so therefore he's using his mouth. And when he goes to bite your ankles, I'm sure it hurts. So you're saying, no, no, stop it. You're making me... And basically what you're doing is just encouraging the cat to be more aggressive by yelling him at that point, because he has no other way of defending himself. And obviously he was either abused or he never had the opportunity to be a normal cat because they took his claws away. So the best way is little by little to build up his confidence again. Even though he's declawed, make sure he has opportunity to play with a lot of different things. I talk about this every week, but I want cardboard boxes all over the house. Be creative. Put one on top of the other. Make a little duplex for him. Paper bags all over. Grow some organic catnip. Cats are nomadic by nature. The more distraction we give him in your home, the less apt he is to go after your ankles. Because if you try to yell at him or correct him for that, and I've heard people say squirt water, that's all nonsense. What you want to do is distract the cat by giving him plenty of things to do other than going after your ankles. And don't overreact when he does. Just kind of walk away and go into another room, and he'll learn that he's not getting any attention for it. That's the way to resolve it, Marie.
Well, yeah, I've got all that here. I got all the toys and the boxes and all.
That's Marie. Listen to me, okay? This is very, very important. A box is a box is a box. Boxes are free. You can go to the supermarket every day and get free boxes. Every box smells different. One smells like chicken, one smells like meat, one smells like lettuce, one smells like grapes. So I want you to bring in new boxes every day so there's always something different in the house. I want you to grow organic catnip in the house. I want to distract the cat from you, let him build up his confidence around all these new things in the house. Then little by little, you can reestablish that relationship where he's no longer biting on your ankles and he wants to be playful. This cat was abused. Sometimes abuse doesn't come physically. It comes by being ignored or not being socialized properly. And I believe that's exactly what took place with your cat, Marie.
Uh-huh.
So listen, here's what I'm going to do. Don't go anywhere. Let me put you on hold. I'm actually going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. And I know it wasn't you that declawed the cat, Marie, so I'm not blaming you. But people, if you have a cat that needs, he's scratching, whatever he's doing, declawing is not an answer. If you have a child that knocks stuff off the table, you don't cut off his arm. You teach him right from wrong. You can teach a cat right from wrong as well. So declawing should be totally illegal unless there's a specific veterinary issue for it, which is very, very, very rare. Hey, Bill in Connecticut, don't go anywhere. We'll help you with your golden shoe and your house apart. Jack, we'll get to you as well. Your cat is growling at you. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I have hugs and kisses to give away, Lucy pet food. A lot of the items I give away here on this show are worth as much as $40 or $50. Now, people say, Warren, why do you give these products away? Well, very often the product I give you is related to the question that you're asking me. So great time to give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Even if you just want to answer the question, come on, guys, you know I'm right on this. Do you believe that your dog or your cat knows when you're not feeling well physically or emotionally? We're going to talk about that. Also coming up in a little bit, if you notice that your dog or your cat, your older dog or cat, is walking a little slower than normal, it might not just be arthritis. It could be something else. We'll talk about that. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away, and I'll give you my personal experiences at Ground Zero coming up as well. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Quick break, and then right back to your phone calls. Let me brag a little bit. This is my own product, my Hugs and Kisses, and the results are in. Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplements are helping dogs and cats stay healthy and happy. Happy pets equal happy guardians. Hugs and Kisses formula will actually improve your dog or cat's skin, coat, much less shedding, no more hairballs, stronger bones, stronger hips. It also has a prebiotic and probiotic formula. What does that mean? We now know that the health of your dog or cat's gut is so important to their overall health. Now, a lot of you understand what probiotics are all about, and you may be using them. But listen to me. In my own Hugs and Kisses, I did all the research. Not only are Hugs and Kisses having probiotics, but they have prebiotics as well. Prebiotics actually make the probiotics work a lot better. Digestion, absorption, giving your pets a healthy gut. Plus all the vitamins and minerals your dogs and cats need. And of course, there's no soy, no wheat, and no corn. I want you to check out my Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplements. Now an Amazon's choice. Check it out at Amazon.com, Walmart.com. Go directly to my website, ThePetShow.com. You know, a lot of people like to talk to us, so you can call my office directly. If we're not there, we'll call you right back. Write this number down. 1-800-430 and the word HUGS. 1-800-430-HUGS. Hugs and Kisses, the product I develop with my name on every jar. Check them out at Amazon, Walmart, ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS and watch your dogs and cats look as healthy as they possibly can. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
And they called it puppy love. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Actually, I love my dog a little bit more than I love you. We are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is it, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology training. Got a question? Your dog is humping, jumping, digging. Your cat doesn't like the new cat. Great time to give me a call. If we talk, I'll send you a great gift. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me go to my friend Bill in Connecticut. Hey, Bill, welcome to The Pet Show.
Hey, Warren, how you doing?
I am doing great, Bill. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing great, but I have to tell you, I'm in Waterbury, Vermont, not Connecticut.
Oh, beautiful Waterbury, Vermont. It's beautiful in Vermont. I used to have a friend that lived in Stowe.
Yeah, so I just drove through Stowe. So.
Beautiful place. So what can I do to help you?
So I have a one-year-old golden retriever who's the sister of my son's, who actually called you a couple of months ago from Seattle. But she's a great dog. She has all these toys. She loves to chew and play with her toys, loves to chew sticks and everything. And then we usually leave her with her sister, a 12-year-old golden mix that we adopted, out on the front porch, which is screened in, so they can enjoy the day while we're at work. And she has all her toys out there. Then towards the end of the day, she decides she wants to chew the windowsill and the door and the siding on the house instead of her toys.
Well, you know, there's a couple of reasons dogs chew. First of all, and you got to be totally honest with me. If I were to come to your porch right now, how many new toys would I see since last week? Shame on Bill. Listen to me carefully. You have a young golden retriever, has the energy of anything. So here's what you need to do. Number one is I want you to go out, pull that credit card out. You guys in Vermont have money. Pull that credit card out. Buy a dozen brand new toys today. Here's what I want you to do with them. When you go to work on Monday, you put down six. When you come home Monday night, you pick up those six and put them away and put six brand new ones down. On Tuesday, when you come home from work, you pick those up and put the old ones back down again. I want you to really rotate the toys on a consistent basis. That's number one. There's several reasons why a dog will chew. They'll chew if they're bored. They'll chew if they're not getting enough exercise. And sometimes in rare cases, they'll chew because they have something called pica, which is very rare in this country nowadays because the dog foods on the market pretty much cover that. So what I would be doing is before you leave in the morning for work, I want you to take the dog out in the yard, give them an aerobic class, Pilates, whatever you got to do, give them as much exercise as you possibly can, leave a radio on for them when you leave, leave it on a talk station. We recommend the station to you, the one you're listening to, and besides that, rotating the toys on a regular basis. Now, you can try some of the bitter products. However, one little tip for you. I want you to go to a supermarket. And I want you to go to the spice rack, and I want you to buy some alum powder. Do you know what alum is?
Yes.
Okay, just a little bit of alum powder. Now, listen to me very carefully. Take a little alum powder, no more than your pinky fingernail. Mix it with a little bit of water. Make a little paste out of it. You can put that in spots where the dog is chewing. When she goes to chew there, stop me from biting my nails. It'll draw the moisture out, make her pucker up. Alum powder is what's used as an astringent. It's used to make pickles. It's used for baking. That's what you need to do. But the bottom line is rather than focus on correcting the dog, let's increase that mental stimulation. Let's increase that physical exercise. And I promise you, you'll have this covered pretty well.
Well, that sounds good.
That's my job, Bill. That's my job. As soon as I get to Waterbury, I'm going to bother you, Bill. I'm going to come in and see your golden. Here's what I want to do. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm actually going to send you a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want. After your dog reads it, I want you to read it, and I think it'll make a big difference. But remember, dogs will chew out of boredom, lack of exercise, lack of mental stimulation. If they have a tooth or gum problem, that can encourage them as well. Or if the dog realizes that whenever she chews and Bill comes home, you're going to spend a lot of time correcting her, just like children, sometimes they respond to attention. Whether it's negative or positive, they don't care. They're just responding to attention. That's what it's all about. Great call, by the way, Bill. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. A quick break. We got Jack in Florida. We got Marie in Delaware. We'll get to all your calls right after this. But right now, listen carefully. If you're like me, you want to feed your dog the best food you can possibly find. Let me ask you a question. Do you know where your dog food's manufactured? Do you know the name of the person manufacturing your dog food? Of course not. Well, let me tell you, this is the difference. Lucy Pet Food, I've been to their plant. It's only 20 minutes from my house. Their CEO, Joey Herrick, is just an incredible guy, and everyone there has the same passion you do. That's why I've been feeding my dogs Lucy Pet Food since the beginning. It has that probiotic formula. It's manufactured at their own plant right here in Southern California. It's manufactured at a plant that has their own $1.5 million laboratory. I'm telling you, when it comes to safe, quality food for your dog or cat, Lucy's the way to go. But don't take my word alone. Here's one of my listeners. This is what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago. She's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
I'm telling you, dogs, cats love Lucy Pet food. Here's the deal. I want you to go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com. That's LucyPetProducts.com. And if you go to their website and you spend just $35 on their dog or cat food, wet or dry, their kitty lickies, their dog food rolls, which are amazing, by the way, for people that travel, go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com. Spend just $35, and shipping is absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
To the top of the hour. We come back. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away, so don't go anywhere. The phone number, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to all your pet questions. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.